Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Else. So what I would like to do is I'd like to conclude the series that we started last week that was called What is Soul Winning and Why Should Every Christian Be Doing It? Okay, we will conclude that tonight. So first thing I like to do is just open up in a word of prayer. Father God, it's once again that we come. Lord, just thanking you for this opportunity to stand on the watch wall of faith for you tonight. And Lord God, we pray that they may not see me, but they see thee. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So last week we talked about soul winning. And I asked the question, how many people know what soul winning is? How many people know what that is? Raise your hand. Okay. Soul winning composes of two things. It's this: persuading those who are not interested in the Word of God. And you can do that by urging, convincing, reasoning, compelling. We gave a couple of scriptures for that. Isaiah 1:18. You can look at 2 Corinthians 5:11. And then we also said soul winning was travailing in intercessory prayer for those that are hardened for Christ. And you do that with your box. How many people are praying for somebody that's lost? You're soul winning. You're travailing for them. Continue to keep them in prayer and continue to be that light that they may see Christ in you and then ask, what must I do to be saved? So last week we gave you four reasons why every Christian should be soul winning. Anybody remember? Okay, here's the first one. The first one was God is commanding us. In other words, he's saying, go and preach. So he gave us a command to go. That was coming from Mark chapter 16, verse 15. If you're taking notes, I hope you are. The next thing we said was Jesus Christ has chose us, and this is my favorite one. Jesus Christ has chose us, ordained us, and what did he do that for? To go and bring forth fruit. And then we asked the question, what was that fruit? And somebody answered it very perfectly. This fruit is another soul. Because we know that the fruit of the Spirit comes from the Holy Spirit. That's already in you. You can't go bring that. It comes when you accept Jesus, right? So he says, go and bring forth fruit. Wow. That's awesome. Did you get that one? Did you get that one? Okay, well, why did we get that one? Here's the next one. The next one we talked about is Jesus set the example for us. What did Jesus do? He said his main priority was to seek and to save that which was lost. Therefore, they had to be going out. You didn't find Jesus just all in one place. He was going around seeking. And many a times when you found him in the temple, he was trying to teach those guys something because they were doing it all wrong. So he says, go teach and seek the loss. And then the last point that we talked about last week was our position is urging us. Did you know that you are ambassadors for Christ? That's coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are an ambassador. Well, welcome. Congratulations. Did you know that? He's already ordained you, and you are an ambassador. Now, what is an ambassador's job? An ambassador's job represents another. So normally, an ambassador is in a foreign country. Are we in a foreign country in the world? Yeah, I would say so, because where is our citizenship at? Heaven. So we are in a foreign country, and we are to represent Jesus Christ. So those were that was our quick review. That didn't take long. Now tonight, I love these last ones I'm going to give you tonight. These are pretty strong. I love these. So the other reason why Christians should be winning souls, if you get your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.